Thank you for calling customer service. This is Quan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Quan. Rod. Rod Strangio's name, actually. I've got orders with you that are all messed up. I tried to cancel them with Kenya last week, and I've not seen any credit to my account yet.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you say that again? You were breaking up.
Oh, I said... I was talking to Kenya last week to cancel this order and refund some money, and I've not seen any credit to my account.
Okay, sir. Did she? Now, when you spoke with her last week, did she say she was crediting your account? Because it feels after the 14 days of the trial, we don't do refunds. So I'm saying if she canceled it and told you she was crediting it. Then
I canceled it before it was shipped.
Okay.
And, but it was already paid because you guys put the thing in. And I don't want to go around and around on this because I'm getting real tired of it. The way you guys do business is pretty shaky. You know, it's stuff. This 14-day period wasn't explained on TV where the ad was.
When you went online to order it, I'm gonna say all that information was on the website in the terms and conditions. It was all there to let you know better explain what was going to be charged, and then it gave our number as well. It listed our number as well at least about two or three times on there as well.
That's deceitful because the product never reached me before the 14-day period was up. So how would I have a chance to try it and prove it? Now, how is it going to have any kind of effect in 14 days also, but you charge full price? And I'm now giving you guys $400. I have two bottles of product that's worthless, and I want to cancel the order, and you're telling me that you're going to keep my $400? I don't think so.
I can give you the website, sir, to go to.
I don't care about your website.
Okay, I don't understand that, sir. Well, I'm just letting you know if you would have read that information, sir, it would have told you if you didn't cancel, you were going to be charged a retail price, and it was going to be a reoccurring thing.
If I didn't cancel, how would I know if it was a good product or a bad product if you charged me the full amount before I received my first sample bottle?
Okay, sir, can I go ahead and get your zip code so I can pull up your account? That way I can actually look at this
and further explain
this for you.
95356. The only thing, I don't want an explanation. I want you to say that I'm going to be not charged for the last order.
Oh, well, if that's the case, sir, I mean, if you already went ahead and canceled this, but if you canceled it after you were charged, sir, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, there is no refund because you waited till you were charged. You waited till you were charged, and then you called us to cancel it. So we can't do anything as far as a refund.
You guys put your demand in my bank payment, and then I call you the next morning, and I'm going to be the one responsible? I don't think so.
Technically you are responsible if you go when you went in to order the product. What kind of business is this, sir? It's a business that services many different products, sir, and they also as well explain and definitely go ahead and give you that information as well, sir, when you order
Why don't you give me your boss?
I'm going to bump this up.
Play games with you. You're not going to tell me to read the website. There are games being played, sir.
And even with you speaking to my supervisor, isn't going to give you a refund either, sir, because we all have the same protocol. We are just a third party for call center.
I don't care. I don't care. Give me two here, but I didn't tell me that. Or whoever it is.
Sir, unfortunately, we can't give you a refund. I'm sorry. It was after the 14 days, sir. My supervisor
can tell
you the same
thing.
It's just going to be a little bit harsher.
No. It's not after the 14 days. It's after the
yes, sir.
If 34 days.
Sir, it was a 14-day trial where you received a 30-day supply because you didn't call us after those. Within those 14 days to cancel.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm arguing that you charged me a second time for $200 more.
Yes, sir. Because you didn't call us to cancel, so therefore you were on a reoccurring subscription.
I didn't have the product. How could I know? Give me your boss.
Give me one moment.
I'm done with you.
That's fine. I mean, unfortunately, I can't transfer over to my supervisor, sir, because if it was something fraudulent that was happening, sir, I would have been able to go ahead and transfer over, but
it's not. That's exactly what's going on here. It's exactly fraudulent. Put me over to your boss.
I can go ahead and message the supervisor right now to see if I can get them to speak with you, but so just give me one moment.
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I'm saying before I can even try to transfer you over, what is the name of the account that I can locate?
Rod Strangio.
Thank you. And then could you also verify your street address, city, and state for me?
Street address is 3848 McHenry Avenue, Suite 135-144, Modesto, California.
All righty. Thank you. And just give me one moment. I'm still waiting for my supervisor to respond back to me.
Thank you.
All righty, sir. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to our supervisor.
Thank you.
No
His
problem.
Name, her name?
I'm not sure which supervisor it is exactly. I work from home. I'll say so it's whichever one's that's going to be available to answer the phone.
Very good.